Hi everyone, and I think it's time to start the call and start the recording, please. Thanks. Thanks everyone for joining today's call. Basically we have a simple agenda as usual to continue our work on the draft report. Last week call we went through a new version of the recommendation and we had consensus during the call. We made some edits and we sent a new version of the draft report I think on Tuesday, including the agreed recommendation. So the goal or the intent here is to get the first draft that we can send to the plenary. And for that, we have to submit our draft report by the deadline, which is 1 week prior to the plenary. And I think that will be the 23rd or 24th of August. So the call today is an opportunity just to check or to get any comments or feedback on the draft report we have and to try to resolve any concern and to move forward. Okay, going back to the agenda as for the action items, I think that was already done with the submission of the new version of the report and was shared via Google Doc, but also in PDF and Word version for those who cannot access to Google Doc for different reasons. Okay, so we got. So let me share the link. We got a few comments, mostly editorial, for the report. I'm not sure if. Everyone had the chance to go through the report. We didn't really change a lot for other areas than the recommendation. So it's mostly what we had in the prior version of the draft report. And so it's a good opportunity also to go through for proofreading or changing to formatting and so on. Fiona and myself are not non-English native speaker, and so we may have some mistake or maybe kind of confusing wording. It will be really helpful if you can suggest some wording or fixes there. So, okay. So trying here maybe is to see if you have any comments. First thoughts about the report or if you have any concern that you want to discuss, but good opportunity to do so now on the call. Okay, I'm seeing Dalila is in the queue. Yes, Dalila, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much, Rafiq, for this presentation. First of all, I wanted to apologize for the last call. I was on vacation for the summer, and so I am only now coming back to working on the work group. And what I noticed is that there were some modifications, some important changes that occurred while I was gone. Several very positive things were added, notably the details as far as how to measure diversity. And I think that it is clear and more operational. However, ever since Helsinki, ever since the beginning, and the paper that had informed this report on diversity, there was a recommendation to create the diversity office, the task force on diversity. At the beginning, it was supported by many countries. I think we had Argentina, we had Brazil, different countries that supported it. Several members of the group supported it. Up until now, we were able to discuss that recommendation. That recommendation was always part of the report, but now I came back and I was quite surprised to see that it was removed. And I don't think that there is consensus to remove the recommendation because it had been there ever since the beginning. The reality is that when you remove it at the last minute, during the last 3 weeks, unfortunately, I wasn't able to participate in the call. You know, it is quite unfortunate, and I was quite surprised to see that. This is the interpreter. I believe Dalila is done.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for this. Okay. Before maybe I comment here, I will give the opportunity maybe to Julie. Yes, Julie, please go ahead.
Yes, thanks. I guess I have a slightly different perspective to Dalila. The Office of Diversity was never a specific recommendation. The concept was mentioned in one of the recommendations as a possible option, and that was there from the beginning of when we actually had draft recommendations. But it was mentioned in the context of it being really more the way in which diversity might be supported by the staff would be a matter for the CEO, and the Office of Diversity might be and one of the options. It wasn't an option that my perception was that had widespread agreement. I've certainly never agreed with it, and I think everybody's well aware of that. But certain people do agree with it. So, I don't think that it wasn't a recommendation in the specific way that I understood Dalila might be saying. So I don't think it's correct to say that it's been removed at the last minute. I think the recommendations as they stand are really very workable and very functional, and I think unless we move forward quite rapidly, we won't have a report to present. And I really think what we've got is a really good first step that I think has a good chance of gaining support in the community, and we should see it as the first step upon which we can build in the future gradually. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Judy. So, trying here to comment or to respond to Dalila's comment. So, the idea of the office wasn't the straw man document, but as a straw man, so that way for us to start to kick off the work and start the discussion, and all the recommendation evolved at the end based on the comment we get that maybe they are not enough clear and that not to be more implementable. And I think what many people stressed a lot is that we need to work on the requirement. And in particular for the case in relation to the diversity office, the concern was that we are kind of being too specific. We are asking a specific implementation while we are supposed to work on the requirements. And that's what we are trying. If you read the recommendation, it's trying to describe the different role or action that a possible structure, depending what we can be diversity office or whatever, can satisfy those requirements. And that was the focus. And as Julie also, for example, mentioned, there was some people discussed that maybe the CEO and the staff should work on that and so on. So we try to reward the recommendation in the way that we focus on the different requirements, the tasks, responsibilities, roles that can be filled by structure, or by ICANN staff or whatever, that they can and they can be satisfied. We as a subgroup needed to focus on the requirement, and I think that we had that discussion several times. So the purpose here is to get some recommendation that they can get consensus. It's not just in subgroup, but at the wider community when it goes to the plenary. Okay, I see that Sebastian is in the queue, and maybe he wants to comment on this matter. Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. I feel quite strange the way both Judith and Eurafic are answering to Dalila question and comments. I am really sorry, but you can't say we just want to do something that we want to be sure that the public will accept. Before we ask the public, we don't know what the public will accept. Therefore, it's not a good way to push the arguments or to be against the proposal or the question raised by Dalila. Second point, this idea, it's since Workstream 1 in a written form, was part of a document that you take as a basis to write the first, the start of the document about diversity. It was a subgroup 3 or something like that, and some other inputs. One important point that it's not in the document is that what this proposal was to have something independent from staff. And all what it's written here is to ask staff to do the work and to be, in fact, dependent of the staff. I was quite surprised that the staff decide to send a survey about diversity without asking this group to do to participate to this survey. We just get information and then we get the result. And I don't think it's the right way and what we need today. Of course, we can decide that we all agree, but we didn't. And last week, as Dalila was on holidays, unfortunately, I raised the issue. And Rafik, you can't say that you have consensus. You have a rough consensus if you want. If I was the only one against, that's okay. Doesn't matter. But still, you don't have a full consensus of what you are proposing. And I think we need really to be careful on what we want. If it's just something, in French, I will sell the l'eau tiède. Okay, go with l'eau tiède. L'eau tiède is just it's not warm, it's not cold, but it's middle. If you want that, okay, that will be okay. But I don't think it's what we need for ICANN today, and what this group meant to do as a duty for Workstream 2. We need to have stronger proposal and stronger ideas about diversity. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Sebastian. Maybe just for non-French, tiède means lukewarm here. Okay, so Sebastian, first, I never said we have full consensus, I guess. I mean, I'm pretty sure I didn't use the word full, so this kind of maybe miscorrection of what we said. Maybe I implied rough consensus here, and probably I should acknowledge that you you kind of objected in the last call. That's fair. Also regarding the gender diversity survey, it was shared with the subgroup before as a draft, and we were asked to give comment and feedback, and I think we participated. So the thing is, if it should be something that we should, I'd say, initiated or not, I'm not sure that's within the remit really of the subgroup. We are here to provide recommendation. So we, from our side, we should request to get input. If we should have asked to do a survey, maybe, but I'm not sure that's within our remit. Anyway. So, regarding this idea of diversity office, it was discussed several times, and there was objection, and people raised a lot of concern in the way that it looked like we are focusing on a specific solution. So the question I'm asking here, what we are trying to achieve, is it to improve diversity or to get diversity office? That's the question here. I think the answer is to improve diversity. And to improve diversity, we need to look for a different solution. So I understand that you and other people think that the diversity office is the only way. Others don't agree. So we need to find a solution that can satisfy both. And that's why we focus on the requirements. Because by requirements, you can focus on what you need to get. The how to get is something else that we can work later. That's an implementation. And we have this discussion several times. I mean, at some level, we need to say that, okay, that's what we get for now. But about how much, maybe you are talking about Gutierrez or lukewarm, I think this is the question, how much you want revolutionary recommendation. We can do so, but then most of them will be rejected, and we are not going to achieve anything. We are in consensus-based environment. It means that we have to work on recommendation that can get as much buy-in as possible. So I understand the frustration that maybe it's not that revolutionary as we want, but we need to build the foundation for the next step, that we need to get something done. We need to work step by step. So I know that is not enough satisfactory for everyone, maybe including myself, but I'm thinking ahead here and to be more strategical as how we can move forward. So that is kind of the vision I think we should have within the subgroup. I should not keep more talking here because I see that Dalila and Fiona are in the queue. Let's start with Dalila. Dalila, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, Julie, Sébastien. Thank you, Rafik. I think that with Julie, we do have the same perception. The diversity office is an option, is a possibility. That's how I see it. It was integrated in the recommendation number 5 to measure and promote diversity. But if you take it out now, I don't see how the community is going to know about it and how the community is going to be able to say something about it. This is self-censorship. Secondly, Rafik is right as well. How can we improve diversity? We know and we see that after certain experiments in public and private spheres to improve diversity, there is an independent element, and this office would be called an independent task force, whatever the term, the name of that office. We need something independent of the organization to analyze and collect data and to see how we can move forward. Diversity office is not a structure in itself. This is a tool, a means to improve diversity. This is according to me, a recommendation. And it's not a structure that I'm trying to put together here. You say that it doesn't satisfy everybody. But I do think a majority of the people were for it, so we have to look at how we evaluate consensus and what consensus means in this group. We have to be very careful about... We had another subgroup for legal issues, and several options were taken out. And this is an issue of trust in those subgroups. I'm just back from vacation, and I realized that we talked about it since Helsinki, and it was just taken out in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I don't think it's very transparent.
Okay, thanks, Dalila. Just one comment. I think it's important to be cautious and careful about some wording. I am hearing about censorship, I'm hearing about non-transparency. I'm sorry. I understand you were in vacation and not check the progress. I am myself in vacation, and I am chairing this call today. So it's fine. But let's be cautious about kind of, because I'm sensing here some kind of implicit accusation, and I'm kind of concerned really here. Yes, your proposal was in Helsinki, like several other, like that was like the lightning talk. And this is why even after we start with the straw man, we are initiating a discussion. We are trying to get an input. But does it mean what we get in the beginning, it will be what we have at the end? Because if it was the case, it means that we are not supposed to really a subgroup to deliver anything. We just accept what we have as input from the beginning. Things evolve by discussion, by getting input, by getting feedback, by asking people, by trying to find a consensus, a common ground about this different recommendation we are trying to deliver. So I understand the frustration that maybe what you saw as your idea is the best solution, but it didn't seem that it gets enough attraction within the subgroup. So what you should do is really trying maybe to explain better why you think it's important. So we had that discussion several times, and people were concerned that we are too much focusing on what is seen as an implementation. That's why we try to work more in the more requirements. Okay, so I'm not going to speak more here, and I see that Fiona is in the queue. Fiona, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Sorry I couldn't join you last week, but if I can go back to all the conversations we've had and the progress we have made moving forward, I think the challenge we're facing right now, in my honest personal view, is that a number of us came to the group knowing that the goal of it was to create an office of diversity. So we came in with a solution. And right from the onset, we wanted our solution considered. And I kept on saying, let us go back to the group. There is a process. There is a process. Yes, there was a good lightning talk, but there is a process we have to go through that requires engagement with the chartering organization and with the community. And that is the process we have gone through. Staff have been very helpful because even when staff are doing their gender diversity analysis questionnaire and data collection, they came to us. Aegis presented in two of our sessions on what they were planning to do. He sent out the questionnaire for us to look at, to give input, to help develop, and we were involved. If anyone feels we were not involved, then they themselves were not involved. Otherwise, everything is on the mailing list that are up. So we did participate. We gave our input. We have come a long way in trying to get recommendations that are practical, that are not too overbearing on the role of ICANN staff, because we are the community, but we have staff for this organization we have employed to get some things done. So we need to allow the staff to do what they need to do their part. We have a lot of other tools that are available to us to use. if it comes to having independent reviews and things like that, and that's required to be done, because every group has got its independent reviews that are done. What is there to stop diversity being one of the areas that the review considers? We need to have another separate diversity review. I think that is going to be a bit having too many review processes being added to the ICANN community, and already we have challenges with the many review mechanisms we already have in place. So how can we be pragmatic and practical on how we move forward? And this is the conversation we have had, and we've kept on having over and over. And if I can repeat what has been said by others, if we have more practical recommendations that don't seem to look like we are micromanaging the ICANN staff, then we are likely to have better results in terms of what you want to achieve. And I support Rafiq in his question. Is what we want a diversity office, or do we want to improve diversity within this whole organization? If the goal is to improve diversity for the entire organization, then we are, because we've had even responses from the board on behalf of staff is looking at diversity and staff. Why is that an issue? Why is this diversity an issue? If the issue is just having an office, you just tell the board, please, go ahead, create an ICANN diversity office that should do everything that requires diversity considerations. Where are we going through this process? Is to have mechanisms, and those mechanisms can be top level that allow for even the implementation of the office within them. And I see that as a possibility. We can have the diversity office. We are basically giving the board and staff the option of creating that diversity office or using existing offices, whether it is the ombudsman office or whichever other office, to ensure that these diversity thing issues are addressed. We are telling them what we expect. We have broken down our recommendations very clearly in terms of recommendations that are defining diversity, recommendations that measure and promote diversity, and it's good to pay attention to each of those. Recommendations that support diversity. And when you look at those different categories of recommendations within that, if we're going to say that staff needs to undertake some tasks of keeping track, keeping records, because somebody needs to do that on a continuous basis. Yes, the different SOs and SEs are supposed to do that, but who does it for them? It's the staff that supports them. So staff will have to get that done. Staff will have to do what they do in terms of supporting the different groups within ICANN to make sure that elements of diversity that have been identified by our process are factored in, are considered. So we cannot say that we can't leave that to staff. If we feel that we need to add a recommendation there, number 9, that addresses issues of the continuous review, we need to have a conversation. Is this review going to be a separate diversity review, or does this review happen as part of the SC and SO continuous reviews that they have? I think if we put it in as part of a continuous review for the different SEs and SOs, it makes this much more manageable. A journey of 1,000 steps begins with the first step. It's very difficult for me to become a marathon runner if I've never attempted to run at all. So where do we start? What we are putting down is the foundation, the basics, the groundwork. On that, we have expectations. And our expectations are clearly captured in the recommendations. Because in the recommendation, we are giving, we can have an more explanations on the recommendation to allow for ICANN organization, in terms of board and management and staff, to create the Office of Diversity. But if our explanation is very clear, then they should be able to get it. I do not think it is necessary to put in, create an Office of Diversity, because that amounts to us as well telling them put in an office, have a budget, begin to create estimates of what the budget is. We are beginning to do work that is not really our work, that is not our mandate. To micromanage the organization and to run its operations is not what we are supposed to achieve out of our recommendations. But the recommendations can be able to get, should be able to get those that we have given the task of running this organization to look in and see that, yes, there is gaps in the way the structure is, there is gaps in the way areas are covered, and this area of diversity may require much more specific attention if the recommendations that have been put forward have to be achieved. I don't know whether that makes sense, but I think that is the best way to go about it. We lay the foundational, and we ask, at the end of the day, we ask for a review after another, say, 3-4 years, we expect a review. A review report on how diversity has improved. If we put that in as a recommendation, then they are going to have to figure it out. How do they ensure that something has happened that is tangible, that they can present to us as a community? And I think that still achieves, we are able to achieve more with the broader open recommendations then we begin to narrow down to very specific tasks and functions that we feel are important. Because the only way that we could be able to achieve that independent review or reporting on diversity is when we have the independent reviews of the S's and S's. Or one of the other independent review mechanisms which should be able to achieve that for us. So let's see how we can tie that together, because trying to have a review on only one area may be a bit of a task to the entire organization and the different SEs and SOs that are involved. So how do we, working with the same SEs and SOs, ensure that we have a mechanism of reviewing the measuring, the supporting, and everything on diversity? Thank you. That's it, Rafik.
Thanks, Fiona, for the clarification and the explanation. I see that Delia is in the queue. Yes, please go ahead.
Delia speaking. Yes, thank you, Fiona. We are in agreement. I agree that we need to work on a step-by-step basis, but as I mentioned earlier, it would be interesting to put forward a proposal to see what the community thinks. If the proposal is not included in the report, I don't see how people could possibly one day give their opinion on it. So yes, we discussed it on several occasions, the issue of an office of diversity. I think that in the beginning we were saying that the mission was not detailed, was not precise, a focus, and now we are talking about not micromanaging. So I don't really understand how that recommendation should be formulated. I've been repeating over and over in the past months. I've been discussing this recommendation for months. Yes, I apologize. All of a sudden it disappears. Yes, I do have vacation, Rafik. I have been on holidays, and all I can see is that it has been removed. And similarly to Sebastian, I agree that there is no consensus on this issue as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, thanks, Delina. So, with regard to the consensus, there was no consensus about the diversity office, and that's why we worked on the requirement instead. And so, I'm thinking here, what can possible. If you are, you think that you want to share your opinion with the whole community, I think in terms of procedure, one way is that you can submit a minority view that can be attached to the report, so you can share your opinion on that matter. So that allow you anyway to ask the community for comment somehow, I think. But what we are trying as subgroup is to find where we have a rough consensus, at least in terms. And unfortunately, the diversity office didn't really reach that level of rough consensus, and people expressed a lot of concern that it's made of a specific implementation, and we are focusing on only one solution. So this is one way that you can do so. And so when you attach, a minority view report, with the report that will be published and so on. So you will have the opportunity to share that de facto with the whole the community and probably get in comment. And by the way, if we submit, we are going to the plenary for, I think, first and second reading. That means an opportunity for the wider CCWG to give input, and then we are going in the public consultation and so on. So there is always the possibility to get input. But for a subgroup at our level, we need to submit what we see as having a rough consensus. Okay, I'm not sure. I see Fiona is in old or new hand, but anyway, please go ahead.
Sorry, Rafiq, that's an old hand. Let me put it down.
Yes, Judy, please go ahead.
Yes, look, I wonder, Rafiq and Fiona, if I could suggest an alternative approach. Dalila and also Sebastian and potentially others have dissenting views to some of the rest of us. We certainly don't have any sort of consensus on this issue, but rather than dealing with this by submitting dissenting reports, what I saw happen in the SOAC accountability group report was that they had, and I can't remember what the issue was, but they did have an issue where they were unable to reach consensus, and people held strong and divergent views on a particular issue. What they did was, in the text of the report, they mentioned that the group had divergent views on the issue. They described the issue, they described the divergent views, and they stated that no consensus was able to be reached. And perhaps that's an alternative. I think it might have been the accountability roundtable. So I think that's an alternative approach that might be perhaps a better way to record the fact that we've been unable to reach consensus, to actually mention the idea in the text of the report, to not necessarily make it a recommendation, but to say the Office of Diversity is a concept that was recommended by a number of subgroup members, was not supported by a number of others, and therefore has not appeared in the recommendations, but was offered as one of the options for the way forward. I wonder if that might be a better way than having one or more dissenting opinions attached to the end of the report. And I'd be interested in Dalila and Sebastian's views as to where that would be an acceptable way forward. Thanks.
Thank you for the proposal. I mean, it seems like kind of similar to the practice in GNSO-PDP working group with expressing the different level of consensus. I'm not sure if the SOS subgroup uses the same mission, but I think that can be an acceptable solution, that we at least we can highlight where we have rough consensus, poor consensus, or and so on, and where we didn't have consensus, and so we leave that for the community maybe to comment. But I think it was in the same way for having a minority, if you report, is to allow everyone to express if they think that their proposal should have been included, and so on. So probably this is much more fair way. I guess it can be more acceptable. Let's see. And let's see that Sébastien is in the queue. Sébastien, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Rafik, and thank you, Julie, for your proposal. I think it's a very good way forward. I love to be the minority, but I want to be sure that I am the minority. And I am not sure here that I am the minority. But I don't know either. I want to raise two issues in the meaning and the discussion we have. The first one is that I have no problem that each SO and AC and so on do their job. But the point is where and how a bigger view, a bigger picture of this organization will be taken. Just to take an example, if we want to increase diversity and we just, sorry for the just, but have the SOACs and so on who decide on their representatives to some of the groups or bodies of this organization, like a meeting with old chair, we can end up to have an old chairman. And it's not what we would like. Therefore, we need to find a way to have a real diversity at each stage. And I am not saying that we need to have that by tomorrow. Yes, it will be a long walk. But it's an important element to take into account. The second is that we talk about independence. And independence must be from staff and from board. And that's why the idea of Office of Diversity, independent from those both part of this organization, have been taken place in the discussion. It's nothing at all to micromanaging or having a solution completely set up. We are not proposing how the Office of Diversity will be populated, what will be the budget. That will be micromanagement, but we are not yet there. Then I really think that if you want to have real argument in this discussion, please don't take that this proposal is micromanaging the organization. It's at the reverse, a solution to allow this independence and this overview of the whole organization that we don't have, and that I am not sure that we have taken into account the various recommendations. And once again, I guess that the way forward suggested by Julie is a very good one, and I will be happy if we can go in that direction. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sébastien, for the comment, and I see that at the end you are agreeing with the suggestion from Julie. So for that, also we need to maybe to get a better idea how the SOAC concept subgroup did that, because I'm trying to see how we what kind of mature, if we can call that, the consensus scale they use it, and how they assess it. I say to assess that. The trick is that we are trying to submit by the 23rd of August, so I think it's doable. But I guess at least the core rapporteur, we need maybe to think in how we can do that and share it quickly with the wider subgroup to confirm that we captured correctly the level of consensus. So just to double check here, is everyone fine with this approach? I mean, to have to indicate the level of consensus for each recommendation and include diversity office with, I think, a level of consensus that didn't reach consensus, and maybe to add that. Okay, oh, sorry. Seems that I missed Bernard. Yes, Bernie, please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Excellent. I just wanted to talk about the SOAC approach and describe what happened. There was a very clear and short statement that was published at all levels of the public consultation, and that was approved by the plenary to be in the public consultation. And basically, so in the announcement of the public consultation, this non-consensus item around the accountability roundtable was highlighted, and there was a small segment in the report that highlighted this part too. Once the public consultation was completed, the group gathered comments and specifically looked at people who commented on that area as it was brought up. So that was the process that was used in the SOAC accountability for the Mutual Accountability Roundtable. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bernie, for the explanation. So what you mean here is not the SOAC accountability subgroup itself that they did that, but kind of not delegated, but left that to the plenary, kind of to make decision to include or to highlight that minority view for public consultation to get input, and then based on that input from the public comment, they could rework on the recommendation. Just here, I'm trying to confirm that my understanding is correct.
The SOAC group requested that the plenary consider including that, and the plenary, after discussions and presentations of the arguments pro and con, agreed to it. So I guess in this case, we could do exactly the same thing, and we'll probably just save some time at the plenary, whereby if the group agrees that in the report that we would put out for public consultation, there would be this clarity around the diversity office, then if the, because the plenary has always the last word on what goes out for public consultation, if that's approved by the public consultation, then staff builds the announcement and includes, and if you want to see it, please go back into the history of the public consultations. You'll see it's very clearly labeled in the announcement and in the public consultation document. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bernie. So we can, at our level, avoid to try to say that we have rough consensus, full consensus, and so on, but just focusing on this, the idea of diversity office, and leave to the wider CCWG to decide during the plenary, and so it, I think it will give time for those, let's say, in favor or not for this idea to discuss and present their argument to the full CCWG. And so then if the, I mean, at the plenary is decided, it can go to the public comment. I see that can be really kind of fair, fair and straightforward way to do so. And then I would ask here if Dalila and Sebastian are okay with this approach or not. If it satisfies their concerns. Yes, Dalila, please go ahead.
Yes, Bernard, thank you very much. I think this option is very interesting, and it would enable us to propose or to let people know about that option, and that would enable us to move forward on our report to have a consensus at the group level. I think it's a good solution, a good compromise. Thank you.
Thanks, Dalila, and also I see that that Sebastian agreed in the Adobe Connect. Okay, so I guess we can move with this approach. So I guess maybe just we'll clarify with Bernie about exactly how we should do that, and we should maybe probably include the co-chairs here, maybe to kind of speed up the process. But before that, see that Fiona wants to comment. Yes, Fiona, please go ahead.
Actually, your last statement is what I was just going to say, that you and I would have to sit and write it out and add it into our report and circulate it before we send it out to the CCWG plenary for the discussion on the 30th. In the next two or so days, I can draft something from what we had from all our previous conversations and share with you, and we can share with the rest of the group. And if Dalila and Sebastian are comfortable with the way we'll have specified it, then, let's see what the plenary, CCWG plenary, say about. Thank you.
Thanks, Fiona. So I think this is an action item for us to maybe to say to work on the text, and I mean at least to about a text about the diversity office. How we will share it then to the plenary, and so on, to include it in the report. For that matter, so I guess we need to check probably about the process, and as said, we try to also talk to the CCWG co-chairs. Okay, so we at least to start the process, and then also continue our the review process for the report and submit it by the 23rd of August. So we should probably get draft text by next day, so we can have a quick review in the mailing. Is everyone fine with this approach? I see that Fiona has her hand up. Is it an old? Okay, that's an old hand. Okay, seems we are finding common ground at the end, and I want to thank everyone for working toward that. It's not always easy to reach consensus, but at the end we can find a common ground and area where we can agree on. Okay, So we have 5 minutes, left in the call, and we got these action items. I would like to ask everyone to review the report, to if you have any comments or something you want maybe to clarify there, or you think that regarding the consistency, proofreading, and so on, please do so in the coming days, so we can solve them quickly. And so anything else you want to comment or to add? Okay. So going now to any other business? Any topic that you would like to share? By the way, I shared today the gender diversity draft report. If you want to, you can read it. So that's not the final version, but maybe it gives you an idea about the funding in, on the survey. And before adjourning the call, so if I'm not mistaken, I would like to congratulate Judy, because I think she was elected as the new vice chair of the ESSAC, and I think your term will start next year. So congratulations, Judy. Okay.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. Yes, lots more to do in the future. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I think you will do well. We trust that you will do well. Yeah. Okay, thanks everyone, and see you soon, and have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rafiq. Thanks.
Hi, all, and congratulations again to Julie. Judith.
Thank you. Thank you, Judith.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.